Today's message is touching upon the concepts of worth and fullness. Let's start with a paraphrasing of a quote that someone in one of our discussion groups shared with us this week. It goes something along the lines of this. Don't let someone dim your light just because it's shining really brightly in their eyes. So what does that mean? It speaks very much to the concept of whether you are coming into every situation in your life and every experience, the fullness of you, or are you coming into those experiences a partial reflection, a partial representation of the bigness that you fully are? A lot of coaches have been trained to believe that it's paramount that they reach people where they're at. That seems to be a commonplace saying and a foundational tenet in this profession of coaching. And it's a very important one to take a look at, because if we enter into any situation by meeting someone where they're at, we first have to place a judgment on where we think they are at. And very often we will judge that they are lower than us. So boom, judgment. One of the main initial factors in the equation that makes up your experience. After we judge them as being less than us, we enter into the situation with the concept of being in some level of service or assistance or guidance for them because we know more than they. And I know this is going to sound a little bit harsh, but let's call a duck a duck. If this in any way is the place from which we are coming when we are entering a situation where there may be an opportunity for us to help, to assist, to serve, to guide, are we walking into it with any kind of a judgment about what our role is or should be and what place other people play or hold or have in those situations? Can you be honest with yourself? Can you take a look at the situation without justifying your actions and assess if there's any part of you that feels that you are better than the people that come to you for help? That's one side of the coin. And the other side of the coin is we don't want to make people uncomfortable. So we dim our light so that they are more comfortable in our space. Perhaps we're even going to the extremes of completely suppressing ourselves, our voice, our power, our potential to influence, our potential to make a magnitude of impact in any situation, because it may make waves, or it may cause discomfort, or may even elicit some form of confrontation. If you find yourself in a situation where you are dimming yourself for whatever reason, I encourage you to take a step back and to look at that situation and the role that you play in it, as well as the roles of the players who are sharing the stage with you in that experience. If you find that you have been dimming yourself for whatever reason, consider forgiving yourself. Consider forgiving yourself for dimming your light, for not showing up a full version of you, for, in whatever expression, assuming that you were not good enough, that you wouldn't fit in, that you wouldn't be heard, that you wouldn't be understood. Consider the implications of dimming yourself in that situation, entering into various stages of scarcity, entering into a place where perhaps your best intentions were at the forefront and all you wanted to do was help. But in the end, you placed yourself in a position where perhaps you dimmed yourself, limiting your ability to make an impact, limiting your ability to help. Forgive yourself for placing yourself in that situation. Forgive yourself for forgetting how big you really are. Forgive yourself for not remembering the extent of your power, of your influence, and ultimately of your light. Forgive yourself for being in that situation, and forgive yourself for not realizing your worth in that situation. And once you feel you have reached a point of peace within, that you can honestly face yourself and the decisions you've made and forgive yourself for making them in the first place, now decide how you want to continue or not to engage in that situation, in that experience. Consider whether you would like to build something different in that potential. Yes, sometimes when we shine our light to the brightest, we lose friends. Sometimes we lose connections with people who have been with us for a very long time. Sometimes it feels like we've lost them forever, and yet sometimes it is necessary to be willing to step off of some parallel path that you walk next to others so that you can see, so that you can realize for yourself how powerful you are. For in that realization, you are then far more equipped to be able to return to the tandem path with the others with whom you serve and co-create, to create the highest possible outcome. Because only when you are willing to stand fully in your power can you be in a position to contribute to that co-creation. Here's a question to end this off. What would your life look like if you lived it to the fullest? Consider pressing pause for a moment to truly reflect on the answer to this question. What would your life look like were you to live it to the fullest? Does your life look that way now? Are you living your life to the fullest? Do you have any idea whatsoever what living your life to the fullest actually means? Living to the fullest goes beyond the mind, for when we are living in the fullest expression of ourselves, it goes far beyond what the most magnificent visions could ever encompass, what the wildest of dreams in our imagination could behold. It's not a simple concept. It's not one that I have an answer for, but what I can share with you is that whenever I ask this question, the tendency is often to want to revert to a generalized answer, one that perhaps relates to a whole, a collective, to a group of people, to a culture, to a country, to a world. However, it all begins with every one of us answering this question for ourselves. What would it look like if we lived our life to the fullest? If we didn't dim for yet a second? If we didn't doubt for a moment? If we expanded continuously in every moment into greater and fuller aspects of our infinite nature while here in finite form? What would it look like if we lived our life to the fullest? Notice that question does not ask you whether you are willing to live your life to the fullest. That may come next if you're willing to go there. But for now, the simple question: what would your life look like if you lived it to the fullest? Unconstrained, uncontained, unapologetically brilliant.